This is Shannon.
And this is Kamani.
And welcome to Drink with Blurs.
Where we are finally going to talk about 90s nostalgia.
Yeah.
Thank you all for being patient with us. It's been a wild ride. Mm-hmm. Since when we had Ray on, we were supposed to talk about that.
Yeah.
And then the Kanye thing happened. So we had to talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
But we're finally going to talk about 90s nostalgia. But first, how have you been, Shannon?
I've been all right. I've been okay.
Yeah. It's been interesting.
Yeah, I mean, we haven't been too eventful.
So for me, and this is like a... I'm not going to rant because you know I can easily start ranting.
Yeah.
like the last episode. But someone was on Twitter talking about how Amada La Negra is the gentrification of blackness. And I was just like, what?
Her name is Amada La Negra, though.
Love the black woman.
That literally is just like...
Yeah.
Bruh.
And it's just... Some people can take this the wrong way. But I need people to understand that the transatlantic slave trade happened. And it did not just come to the continental United States of America.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, and this makes some people upset, more enslaved Africans went to the Caribbean and Latin America than they came to North America. Take that as you will. It is the truth. So black people exist, and I think that's important. Black people exist throughout the Americas.
Mm-hmm.
Their stories aren't as well known or as well told.
Yeah. They're trying to mask all of it.
Because, like, even looking at, like, Latin American countries, they're, like, erased. People are like, oh, they're, like, weird, look like Jennifer Lopez. Mm-hmm. And, like, Sofia Vergara all the time.
Yeah.
Like, so you don't see Amada La Negra. Even if you look at Latina magazine,
mm-hmm.
Amada La Negra is the first dark-skinned person. Mm-hmm. And there's, like, so many covers.
Yeah.
She's, like, the first.
Like, I've definitely dealt with people, you know, who was Dominican, Puerto Rican, of all different shades. And, like, a lot of them even have that issue of colorism in their family, right, to where, you know, they'll treat the lighter one better than the darker one.
So this person was like, oh, Amada La Negra has a country and a flag to go back to. And I'm like, huh? Do you not understand how imperialism and colonialism works? Yes, the black people may be in charge of the country now because of independence.
Man, the same people over there in her country tell her that she's too black to even, right, like, make,
right,
it.
Right. Like, how many people are going to support her? I can guarantee, like, so Becky G, I think is her name?
Becky G.
She was on Empire. She released a song.
Oh, I think she had, like, a gap.
I don't know.
White girl with a gap.
She released a song this week, a music video, and it was, like, trending on YouTube. And I'm like, I listened to it, and I'm like, this is not as good as Amada's music. But because she looks like Latina, traditionally Latina, she, of course, people, like, chime, like, feed into, like, oh my gosh, Amada has a better voice. She doesn't, mm-hmm, like, she sings better. And she, to me, she looks better.
Yeah, she does.
She got that body. But people won't because she's a black woman.
Mm-hmm.
And so for someone to be on Twitter and people still not to get it, like Charlamagne and DJ Envy just didn't get it when she came on the show.
For them to not get it was a goddamn insult because I'm just like, bruh.
But like, I feel like even after that, there were so many think pieces and articles that came out. So for someone to be on Twitter like she's not black because she's not African-American, it's like, you don't... And then for that person to be like, I don't... The person even admitted in the tweet, like, they don't understand the whole thing. And I'm like, you out here...
It's one thing to, like, at least mention that you don't understand, but don't say that she's not black.
Because it's like saying, oh, I'm not black because I'm from Jamaica. Excuse me? Do you understand how, like, I, like, people that look like my... I took my DNA test. I am 95% DNA that at least descends from Africa, the continent.
How does that stuff work?
It's complicated, and there's a lot of controversy over it.
Yeah, because I'm like, how are you going to just, like, what is it, like, spit?
Yeah, it's spit, but, like, they've tested other people in the regions, like, a bunch of the regions. So they try to say, like, it matches a bunch of people.
Mm-hmm. So, like, I have black spit.
Well, no, it gets...
I just thought it's...
Well, they test, like, research groups, like, different groups. So, uh-huh, like, say this person's from... Like Ghana, like Togo. So they or like this group and this group. Mm-hmm. So they have like this collection of samples.
Right.
And then your sample, like your DNA sample matches this, these many strands of your DNA match people from that area.
Okay.
So they say like, oh, 23% of your DNA matches people from this area. And okay. 40% match people from this area.
All right. It's an area.
Yeah. It's okay. Not like person.
Okay.
So like that makes other, sense. Like there's like the African descendant one, which is really expensive, overly expensive. I want to do it to see how good it is, but like they supposedly give you ethnicity, like actual tribe, quote unquote tribes that your ancestors descend from. And one of my professors at NYU, one of my professors,
yes,
was like, I don't want to throw away, was like, I don't trust that stuff because it's like, oh, these people, like, what's the science behind it? Because there's this notion that African people just stayed, like, in the same area,
mm-hmm.
which is not true. People move all the time. So part of your DNA that matches, like, say you're 23% from Benin and Togo or whatever, mm-hmm. could be because people from that area moved to Ghana or moved to Nigeria. So, and that was, like, a big detour. But I just wanted to say, like, that person that was saying, and anyone out there that's, like, saying Amara Negra's not black or any other Afro-Latinx person is mm-hmm. not black, you need to read a book.
I feel like that should be a topic on its own. Black versus, I guess, Latino, Latinx, / Hispanic people.
Mm-hmm.
Because even there's another artist, some Latin artist, too, and she has a thing against a dark-skinned woman. She purposely made a Twitter page to troll black women. I don't remember her name.
Is this the one that recently happened?
Maybe I heard of her like maybe a few weeks ago to a month.
Oh, okay.
But that's like, ridiculous. Bruh. Like, that's seriously? Like commitment.
And then they're going to release her apologies like, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean it like that. No, you didn't. If you make a troll Twitter page, you meant it.
For real. Like, really, though? But anyways, let's try to get back at the topic at hand.
So today we're talking about 90s nostalgia. Mm-hmm. Finally.
Yeah, so...
And we all know, for us millennials, and specifically those that were born in the raised in the 90s, like, we're getting up in age. We're getting closer to our 30s now.
Yeah.
And so then, you know, the 90s have a special significance for us about when times were simpler and we didn't have to pay bills and phone bills mm-hmm. and...
Like, where do you think, like, the whole 90s nostalgia, like, trend came, like, about?
I think it happens when you
like,
get...
Is that, like, a BuzzFeed thing that just kind of exploded?
I think so. So, I think because BuzzFeed kind of exploded when we were in college.
Yeah. BuzzFeed was fun.
It is fun. It was like, oh, my gosh, look at, like, these lists and these tests that could distract from, like, work.
So, it's like, hey, like... Which Disney character are you? And it's like, you know, let me try it.
I don't want to write this paper. Let me go to that.
Right. It's just like, it just seems so fun. But like, it's just like a thing now to where there's like it's 90s nostalgia merchandise and things of that nature and throwbacks. And
well, because, and people said it all the time growing up, you're going to hate wanting to grow up when mm-hmm. you get older. And you... For me, at least, I never really wanted to be an adult.
Right.
I remember when I was like 5 and I touched the old person. I thought if I touched the old person, that meant I get old. So I'd
pray. Oh my God. That is so terrible.
So I would pray after I touched the old person that I wouldn't get old. So I'd be like, Lord, don't make me get old after I touch that old lady. But like, 90s nostalgia and Buzz, like, you think about, like, oh, these things you took for granted, like your track suits that you wore to gym.
You're like, damn, I missed that.
Like, oh my gosh, yes, Tamagotchis and all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I remember when Pokemon first came out. It was like.
Yeah, that was like, it was so lit.
Because I was in second grade. Everybody was watching. And the old people, well, adults said Pokemon. I remember that. And so that was funny. But, like, it was a thing. Mm-hmm. It came out in 1997, the cartoon. It was like, oh, my gosh, this is so cool.
Oh, my God. What other shows, like, did you, like, watch?
90s. Hey Arnold.
Mm-hmm.
Rugrats.
Yep. I, like, made a list. I'm going to see how much you could get.
Hey Arnold, Rugrats.
Uh-huh.
So I wasn't allowed. My parents, well, you know my parents.
Yeah.
But I definitely wasn't allowed to watch Ren and Stimpy. I think I mentioned this before.
Yeah, I don't think anybody should be able to watch Ren and Stimpy.
Like, watching that now, I'm like,
Oh my God.
Our Real Monsters definitely was allowed to watch. Mm-hmm. I don't remember about Malcolm's Modern Life, but we never really watched it.
Oh my God, that was my favorite.
Clarissa's Window, remember that? With Melissa Joan Hart?
Yeah, Clarissa Explains It All.
Oh shit. Allegra's Window. Allegra's Window. You remember that one? It was on Nick Jr.
No, I don't remember.
It was a show.
But I remember Little Bear.
Little Bear. Yeah, that was my. Franklin. That was my.
Franklin 90s?
Was like late 90s, early 2000s.
Yeah.
Little Bear, that was my dude.
Mm-hmm. And then Blue's Clues with Steve.
And then there was Rupert. Remember Rupert?
Rupert's familiar.
He's like a white bear.
I think I remember. Yeah, I remember.
And they had like some stories. And then there was like, look, I'm about to look this up. There was like so
don't
much.
Cheat.
I'm about to cheat.
Cousin Skeeter. Well, Cousin,
Cousin Skeeter. That was like '90s. That was early like 2000s. Really early 2000s.
But I'm like, bruh, Cousin Skeeter was like that black show. I was like, oh my God, this is lit. Kablam.
Kablam.
That was one of my favorites. Legends of the Hidden Temple.
Yes.
And we just all talking that. About Nickelodeon shows.
Right. We haven't. Well, I didn't have Disney.
I mean, I didn't have Disney either, but, you know, after
Bear
a while,
the Big Blue House. I remember that.
Yeah, I didn't have no Disney, so I didn't have no
PB&J Otter. Like, I don't remember.
Figure It Out.
Figure It Out.
The game show, Doug.
Temple. What's that Temple show?
Yeah, the Legends of the Hidden Temple.
Yeah.
Doug.
I didn't like Doug.
I didn't like that show either.
I did not like Doug.
Cat Dog.
I watched it, but it wasn't necessarily
it was like
my favorite.
Weird.
It was weird. It was like weird before Courage the Cowardly Dog came out. Weird, you know that what I mean?
Yeah, but Courage the Cowardly Dog was
that
scary.
Show scared me. That was scary. I didn't watch that because my imagination was too.
The Amanda Show though.
Amanda.
And it had a real website. That's what killed me.
That show was good.
Oh my God, it had a real website. All that Kenan and Kel.
I love orange soda.
Mm-hmm.
That show was
the
good.
Wild Thornberries.
That well, listen, that show was actually really helpful.
How?
Because it talked to it like
it used
exposed,
to like kind of get on my nerves sometimes, but like I watch
you to,
it
like to like nature when you couldn't like travel all around the world. That was like my first like now that I travel more. That was like my first exposure to like some of these countries.
Mm-hmm.
Like I would watch Animal Planet too.
And it was so cool. Like they'll go into these countries, and the people's like in their native like wear.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, that's different.
And Donnie couldn't speak nothing because he was like left. But like that's always a trope that white people use.
What?
Having like a wild white person.
Oh.
Like Tarzan. Like it's always like a thing they do. Like
didn't
oh my
they,
gosh,
like,
this
his
doesn't...
parents or something like that.
I don't know. But like he still didn't speak English or speak anything.
He was bugging. I'm saying, yo.
Like, every time he came on and started speaking, I'm like, put some clothes on him. Why y'all still got him in shorts after
right?
all these?
They just said, fuck it. It's warm out here in this climate, you know, this area.
And like,
but it had the coolest van. Like, the shit turned to a boat. The shit, like, did a
and
whole
And then the
bunch
monkey
of...
talked.
Yeah.
And they kept him around, which yeah. made no sense. I don't know how they got him through customs.
I mean, well, Eliza, I guess that was, like, her best friend. But, like, I don't know if she maybe convinced them to, like, hey, you know, let's just keep him, like, here. But...
Yeah, I still don't know how they got
him
through customs.
He was annoying, though.
He had a British accent.
He did. And I'm just like, bro. He was just an annoying animal. Like, not
he
animal.
He put clothes
but,
on.
Just... He was just so annoying. I think it was
remember
just
remember I Still Draw by Ginger?
Yes. I used to love
I didn't
that.
Really like that.
Really?
I don't
it
know
It was
why.
Like a Teen Nick thing.
Teen Nick was good.
Oh, yeah.
Nick Cannon used to be in charge of that.
Yeah. Do you remember Nick News with Linda Ellerbe?
Yes. I used to like watching that. I was yes. like, oh, like, they have mm-hmm. kid reporters. I want to be on Nick News, like,
right?
being a reporter. Obviously,
and
that didn't
Beavers.
Happen.
Beavers. And I think I mentioned everything on my list.
Yeah, I don't know. Dexter's Lab. Like, all these other shows that came
uh-huh.
out. Like,
Cartoon
I don't know.
Network, Johnny Bravo.
Johnny Bravo.
Mm-hmm. Powerpuff Girls.
Powerpuff Girls. The original one. Because you know
yeah.
they, like, released it.
Freakazoid, Time to Adventures.
There was this other show that came on Kids WB called Detention.
Detention? Maybe I've seen
it. If you look it up, you know. It was, like, there's no episodes available online.
Oh, my God.
It was good. I remember specific because it's, like, about these kids. Mm-hmm. They would always get in detention. It
Saturday morning cartoons was, like, everything.
But, you know, they don't even have, like, afternoon cartoons anymore.
No, they don't.
Because kids don't watch them. They're all on, like, this stuff. They just watch Paw Patrol on
YouTube. Like, oh my God. But they, like, I feel like kids today will never get that feeling of sitting there early Saturday morning. Like, right. You didn't get up this early for class.
Yeah.
You never got up this early.
8 a.m.
With a bowl of cereal.
Saturday morning. I'm about to look it
with
up.
With a bowl of Trix. When it was back, when it was fruits. When it was fruits. That shit was good. But, like, it's just, the kids will never understand that just feeling of just being a kid and just watching your cartoons and relaxing and chilling.
You remember this?
Yes.
That's what I get played for them.
Then ABC had one too.
That's this one.
Yeah, I thought that was because it was channel. It was Fox. There was one on Fox, WB,
and ABC.
And ABC. I thought that was.
That's ABC.
What was Fox?
Fox Kids.
Cause Fox, like the.
Because they had like Power Rangers. Spider-Man.
Yeah, I used to pop in and watch that one sometimes, but ABC was my Power Rangers shit. Because I never got Disney, so I'm like, okay, I'll take advantage.
Well, like, if you don't got... I remember we got cable. We got cable.
Oh, we used to steal that shit. We used to steal that shit. And somehow we used to have HBO on the stolen cable. I'm like, well, shit. All right.
So this is the thing. HBO used to allow you to get free, like, trials before now. Like, they would release it. Like, say, like, oh, like, for a weekend. So I remember, like, there were, like, some shows, like, Rome or something. We would be able to watch, like, at first episode. And then, like, oh, you can get HBO. Now they don't do that because everything's, like, digital.
Yeah, see, that's the thing that's what's changing because how we used to steal the cable, we used to hook up to somebody else's. And the wire, you just hook it up to the TV. Now it got to be digital.
Right.
So you have to connect it with something.
Right. And they have the box. Like, they had the box then, but, like, now they have, like, a separate box that's, like, in your house. Yeah. So it's just like super complicated. I like Fox Kids. Like, but I think it lasts. Like, now, like, all the cartoon shows have ended because people don't watch them anymore.
Yeah.
ABC was like the last one.
To watch ABC to like a certain point because after like, they were showing like That's a Raven. And that like was like other 12, shows.
Like something.
Yeah.
That was like later in the 2000s though. Like
yeah, that's the same. I'm just saying how long I've been watching that shit for.
Yeah, it's like then they stopped showing anything altogether. Because ABC's owned by Disney. So they would bring their Disney shows over. So if you didn't have Disney, you'd be able to watch. Now Disney has like 3 channels.
Right.
It's like, really? We talked about Nick, right?
Nickelodeon, yeah.
Fairly Odd Parents kind of came out in the early 2000s. Mm-hmm. But I think that was like after our time. And
then Teen Nick came on Teen Nick, but that's early 2000s. Remember Taina? Yeah, that's what I was trying to mention. Like,
Taina.
Was like so like.
Oh, I can't wait to see my name in lights.
How would I say it? No one's going
to stop me. You'll see. I will go far. Taina. That was my show. She was from Queens.
It was like the urban show that like we never got to see. Because like
she was Latina, and then she had all black friends.
You remember she had like her party.
I don't know a lot of
her high
school quinceañera.
Yes, that's how you.
I think so.
That one was a cool episode because I'm like I didn't know what that was.
It was also like the Brothers Garcia.
Yes,
I like that show because like they were in Texas or something, but because they were people of color, I was like, since there's no black person, I'm rooting for them.
Yeah, the Brothers Garcia, and I think it had like one sister.
Right. Mm-hmm. That was July. That first came out on July 23rd, 2000, so like a year after my birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah, those were like our shows. And it's kind of hard now because those shows, if I watch them now, I feel like they would still have like message. And this is probably just me getting old. Mm-hmm. And like, like if I watch them now, I feel like, oh, I'd understand. Like, these are like, there's some messages and truth in them.
Yeah.
But I don't feel like some of the kids have these. Even like, although this show came out later, Teen Titans.
Yeah, that was such a good show to watch. This new Teen
Titans that came out in 2003, but still.
This Teen Titans Go have to go.
Like, but I feel like
it's kind of funny when you watch it on a low. But it's just like I would have to be drunk
or high to watch that.
Yeah.
I feel like
even when you're sober, you're like, this is some bullshit, but you keep watching.
Well, because I don't know what it is about kids today.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe I'm just being elitist and old.
I think what it is, when we're talking about like Teen Titans Go, for example. Teen Titans Go is like so loud, so like colorful. Trying to grab your attention.
Right.
To where it's just like, that's how like shit is now. Like, we have to grab your attention or the next 5 minutes.
You're not going to watch. And probably that's like because of social media and cell phones and how. Because mm-hmm. like we would, now even if I think about it, as soon as a commercial comes on, I pull out my phone.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, watch, like back in the 90s, you had to watch the commercial.
Yeah.
Or like run to the kitchen and get something to eat.
Yes.
And then come back. That was like your life. Now it's like, oh, I don't have to deal with this.
Well, let me see what's on Twitter. Let me see what's on Facebook.
Right. Let me see what? Like now in the 90s, you just gotta deal with it. Uh-huh. Like run to the kitchen, run to the bathroom, come back to make sure you watch. Oh, there was no live tweeting, no instant replay, no TiVo.
It was just you.
If you missed that episode, You gotta
look on the TV guide. Go on the TV guide sometimes.
Oh, well, that was even before. Like, you couldn't, like, TV guide in those days, you couldn't, like, see what was coming up for hours. You had to, like, wait for it to scroll by.
You just had to be lucky to catch it. Like, oh, shit, the shit coming on at 7.
If you missed that episode, I don't know when you're gonna see it again. You have to wait for, like, a repeat. Because next week might be a new episode.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's not, then you might be lucky. But then it might be an old episode. So then you gotta, like... That was the 90s. Now it's like, oh, I missed the episode. Oh, well.
That fucking TV guy. Channel 18.
It was 18.
Channel 18.
Nickelodeon used to be Channel 6.
Yes. And ABC Family was 45.
Yes. It used to be Fox Family.
Yeah.
I remember.
That was Channel fucking 18.
And that's Freeform now for all of you young people.
Mm-hmm. And they just changed it.
Like last year.
From ABC Family. Right. Yep. Oh my God.
It was like Fox Family, then ABC Family, now Freeform.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Oh my God. Let's talk about some movies, though.
You take this one away.
Oh, well. I have a few on here. You kind of have to elaborate, though. I have Parent Trap.
Oh, so that was the first DVD. Like, not even DVD. That was the first VHS I ever owned.
Yeah, we're gonna touch on VHS.
I got that
too.
From my cousins actually, in like a prize Christmas present thing.
Mm-hmm.
So,
oh my God, Lion King was like one of my first movies.
Like, still,
like, seeing, I'm like, oh my
again,
God.
Again, I don't know if that would work with today's kids.
For Lion King,
if you watch Lion King as an adult, you could see the themes.
Yeah,
it's legit. Like you, like legit.
Do shows have themes anymore? Or is it just trying to get your attention?
Get your attention. It's like the... Part of me doesn't want to knock, like, mumble rappers, but part of me is like, what?
What are you even trying to say?
Because,
to
like, I feel like you had to, like, when 90s and early 2000s music,
mm-hmm.
or culture, you had to have some substance.
Mm-hmm.
Because you had to believe your audience weren't idiots.
Right.
I'm sorry, but you, like, your audience had some... Like, Lion King, when Scar killed Mufasa, still, like, Scar's my favorite villain. Like, he's my favorite villain, because, like, damn, he was cold-blooded.
Like, and is, like, your favorite 90s movie?
Lion King?
I would have
to say that often.
Mine's is Toy Story.
Aww.
I love Toy Story. Like, I know that movie word for word.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, it's ridiculous how much I love that movie. And I love the second one. The third one, it came out on my birthday, which was cool. But supposedly a fourth one is coming up, and I'm just like, well, we're going to stretch this out anymore.
Right.
Like, can we just stick to just Toy Story and just delete everything else? But Toy Story
was, because it was also like one of the first animated films.
Yeah, like it was so different to me.
Yeah, it was different than everything else.
And it used to scare me at one point because I'm like looking at my toys like, you better not fucking move. Another 90s movie though. Space Jam.
Oh my God. I remember that was my shit. I tried to watch it like a year or two ago and it was just not. No.
See, things at that moment was that moment though. If you watch certain things now, you'd be like, man, this shit was because
Michael
corny.
Jackson was... Not Michael Jackson. Michael he Jordan. Was bigger than the 90s. But, like, Michael Jordan was, like, king.
True.
My favorite basketball team was the Bulls. Mm-hmm. He was, like, the person.
True.
Before... Later on, you find out how he invested in private prisons and, like, he doesn't care about black people as much. But, like, at the time, as, like, a 2 year... 3, 4, 5 year old, mm-hmm. Michael Jordan's... Bee's Knees or right. Whatever.
Home Alone and Matilda's classics.
So, do you remember Beast Wars? Transformers? It was like CGI. I'm showing you a picture.
Let me see. Like, yes, I do.
It came on Channel 11 in the mornings before school. Yes,
Channel 11 was cool too.
Like, they don't
They used that. To show that shit in the morning. Yes. Oh my God, they used to show some shit in the morning.
The morning shows used to be good.
Right before you fucking
even... go to school, recess. Oh my
God. Could we even talk about Toonami though? But isn't Toonami like early 2000s?
It's early 2000s.
But listen, I used to go home because back then I used to come home from school, watch TRL. But then Toonami.
You can't even talk about TRL. Like that was the thing. That's how you knew all your music. Now it's
you
like
you used to just go and you're like, yes. You have I don't to remember sit down. Leon there and shit. I'm like,
TRL used to come on all the time. Like whenever this was before
it was an everyday thing.
Before like MTV Daily. Really had like, other than Real World, before it had all these reality TV mm-hmm. shows and like dating shows that came out later on in the 2000s, or like Jersey Shore, TRL mm-hmm. was like, or Yo MTV Raps if that was still coming on, but like TRL was like, they were like, it came on in the morning, it was like a break, and then it would come on in the afternoon, so it was like. Mm-hmm. Legit.
And it would give you all like the top
10.
The top 10 music videos.
So that's how.
Interviews, performances. Like it was so dope.
This is how. And of course it was money white people. So when. And like I didn't really know about BET then.
Yeah.
My brother was the one that like changed.
Well, BET, I used to watch.
106 and Park.
106 and Park. And the shit with Tigga that was he was on.
MTV. BET rap. Like the Underground?
No. It was, God, I forgot the name of it. Shit. But with Tigger in it, I know y'all guys know it, but I can't remember the name right now. But, yeah, like, after school was TRL, and then, you know, when Toonami came, I was watching Dragon Ball Z, Sailor Moon, different, like, shit like that. Huh? Bruh, 9.2 million? Oh, man.
Jesus. So this is... I'm going to let y'all know. We recorded the episode on the same day we recorded Kanye APB. Kanye just lost 9.2 million followers on Twitter.
In 7 minutes.
Anyways, Kanye didn't exist in the 90s, so we're going to continue.
Bruh. So, I think we have to mention Casper.
I remember that
show. Yes. It was the shows. It was movies. It was cereal? A lot. Huh?
It was cereal.
No, it was a show.
But it was also cereal.
It was everything.
Like, those cereals, they used to advertise all that stuff on, like McDonald's used to have toys.
Right.
They don't have toys anymore because they can't.
Do they? No.
They can't because I think there was, like, a thing decide because after Super Size Me came out. Mm-hmm. They decided that they can't advertise to kids like fattening food in that way. But I remember wanting to go to like McDonald's and Burger King because they had these kids.
They had like the coolest.
Burger
toys.
King was first. Burger King had like the kids' meal. And then they had the big kids' meal. And then McDonald's came out with their Mighty Kids meal or whatever. Mm-hmm. But they had toys.
Yeah.
And so a lot of companies would like put toys out. And like after the Super Size Me, I was like,
toys was really cool. Like, I always wanted. I don't know if this was like the Rugrats watches. Was that Burger King?
I don't know.
I think that had to be Burger King. Right. And I always wanted that shit. I'm like, bruh, I want it. But, Casper, I used to have cassettes, not cassettes, the VHS. I used to have the VHS, and like, you remember the Rugrats ones when it was like all orange,
right?
And the fucking struggles. The movie.
Remember Blockbuster?
Yes.
I never went there, but I remember.
I went there like once, and I'm like, oh my god, this is so cool. Because it had like everything. It had like all the movies.
Right. You see. That was a thing that Netflix came and killed it.
I think it had video games in there too.
You remember Batman Beyond?
Yeah.
That came out on January 10,
1999. So wow. Right there.
So all those shows, like that, Superman, the original Batman, I would even count Justice League because it came out in the early 2000s. Yeah. Like, those were...
I remember that, though.
So for me, that's kind of why I'm a DC fan more so than Marvel.
Yeah.
Because besides X-Men and Spider-Man, specifically X-Men, because I watched Spider-Man later, like, those were the shows. Those were my
X-Men
superheroes.
Show too.
That was the shit. Mm-hmm. Like, the only black superhero I knew was Storm. Like, Bishop, I didn't know if he was, like, I guess he was black. But his hair don't look like mine. It's too soft, like, too curly or too long. My hair don't grow like that. So, like, the X-Men show was, these were the shows we grew up with. And part of me, and I said this before, we kind of, like, insinuated this before. I feel bad for the kids now.
Yeah, because, like, they don't have nothing to, like, go back and remember on, like, what, Vine, Twitter, memes?
Paw Patrol?
Like, what are y'all,
Teen
Titans
Go.
Like, what is, like, the solid thing in your, like,
I feel
childhood?
Like there's no depth to, like, the stuff they're watching. And that's but then you also look back at some of the shows you're watching, I'm like, this is ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Like, I tried to watch, like, Beast Wars, Transformers, and I'm like... Yeah. Maybe it's, like, the animation, or maybe, like, the theme is just not there.
And I think that's why Rocko's Modern Life is, like, my favorite cartoon. Because, like, when you watch it now, like, he was really, like, going through real life.
But, like, then you watch shows like Ren and Stimpy, I'm like, oh, like, really?
That was just too much going on.
My parents, like, specifically said, don't watch this.
Right. Don't.
Like, no.
That is ridiculous. But, do you have, like, any VHS's, video games in the 90s? Like, my sister used to play, like the PlayStation and shit like that.
I tried to get a PlayStation, and then the PlayStation 2 and the GameCube came out, so my brother got the GameCube.
Yeah, I ended up getting a GameCube, too.
But my cousin had a Nintendo 64, so when I would go over, I would go over his house a lot after church and play that with him. That was like my, so there was like the NBA game and like the Pokemon game.
Mm-hmm. Pokemon game, like any Pokemon game just is like it's a process. It's like you have to like, you know, train your Pokemon, explore worlds. It's like not a one day thing, you know?
Well, yeah, like remember Game Boys, this is people that have like Nintendo DSs, they don't know that Game Boy, the original Game Boy didn't have color.
It really didn't.
I don't even remember that.
I had
Game Boy Color was like a big thing.
My first Nintendo anything was Game Boy Advance.
Me too.
It had the like color to it, but it didn't have the light. So like I would have to buy like a light to play on it.
I had the SP, so it had light.
Yeah, it did. And it was like square, right?
Right. It was like a flip up.
Mm-hmm. And then after I had got the GameCube, which was so fun. And it's still fun to this day.
And remember you have to get like the connector? For the TV? Like, there was a special adapter you had to get for, like, your...
Is it that yellow, white, and...
Yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean, the VCR used to take it.
Like, we didn't talk about the VCR. That was
Recording
stuff, like, old school, like, with...
What? I've recorded, I think, like, the Rugrats movie on that shit. I'm like, shit, I ain't about to... My mom ain't about to buy this shit. Let me just record
My parents didn't understand how it worked completely.
It was so
like,
fun,
we got though. It. Like, and they tried to record. They started recording shows, like, and it's weird because we have all these old like recordings from like my mom had like a video recorder. Mm-hmm. I need to transfer them into like a DVD or digital because like they're like memories.
Yeah, and nobody.
But like,
is
it was
like
a big thing. Uh-huh. It costs a lot of money
to do it.
like to transfer it to digital specifically.
Oh, how much is it?
I don't know. I just know it's a lot. I remember I looked it up. I'm gonna have to find them.
The video games used to be on channel 3 or 4.
That's what, you had to keep it on 3 or 4 if you changed it. Oh well, you ain't playing no game.
That was the channel, and it was like, yeah, that was the channel. Then TVs was began to have like its own video thing. Now it's HDMI and
right.
I mean, I guess the process is more simple now than having the yellow one.
So we had this is really old, but my father had got a TV that was like with the antenna, like a rabbit ear.
Oh my God, I remember the antennas. I used to be moving the shit.
Like... Jesus, it was ridiculous.
I remember. I have
like a newer like antenna type thing. I might need to get like a better one so I can get all my channels with no problem. Cause like it's like on my wall, but it's doesn't catch everything that I needed to catch. But like those antennas, you would have to like fiddle and stand and figure out how to like angle it. So
and then the channels you used to get, it was just like
it was fuzzy.
Do you remember that game show Supermarket Sweep?
When they would go in the supermarket and have to buy stuff. Yes. That was on PAX. I don't even know what it's called anymore. What it's called now.
They still have it?
Yeah, it's like it changed names several times. Oh. But it was called PAX. It was Channel 31.
Yes. Yes.
And that was like the channel. That channel came through so clear.
It's still the best game show I've ever seen.
Because you had to like run and like buy stuff under the price, right?
It was like different games, but the last part was like you're supposed to like find everything like in a certain amount of time, I think. But oh my God, that was my game.
Then
in Slingo.
Slingo.
I think it's Slingo. Yeah. But that might be an early 2000s. It's like they give you like a scrambled word and like you try to like. It's on the Game Show Network.
So we didn't have that. Like game shows came on regular unpaid TV.
Oh my God, Jeopardy is still a classic. Wheel of Fortune is a classic.
Well, I don't know how they live in. They still alive. They've been there forever.
And they look good.
Pat pretty. Sajak, Alex Trebek, been there forever.
Vanna White.
They've been there forever. Since I was like a child. 20-some-odd years. So those checks they get. And Vanna doesn't wear the same dress twice.
Hello. She don't. She does.
I don't think I've ever like she. I think she donates them or something. I'm still like, listen, you can save money,
right?
Y'all giving a lot of money away, but like 100 episodes later, no one's gonna remember.
My mom used to buy me like the storybooks with the matching cassette, and like you would like read along with it, and like that was just so much fun to do because like I would have my own cassette player. I'm like, ooh.
Yo, people don't... The cassette player, though.
Yes. Even a CD player, but the cassette is cassettes different. Didn't skip. No, they didn't.
Unlike CDs.
But if the tape came out of the damn cassette, you had to reel it back in if it still even worked. So...
Yep.
That was
even recording things off the radio directly.
Yeah.
Like, it would be like you would have to,
you have to wait listen, for your song. Oh, my song coming.
Like, oh, we play it.
Right.
And then just record it.
We used to have like a whole cassette like area, like a little shelf.
So the only things were, of course, my parents bought were like gospel songs. But like they had like a bunch of cassette songs, like cassettes, and we would just record things off the radio. Like nowadays, that's the thing.
Now we got Spotify. I got shit.
Like remember, it was a big thing for people to have like boom boxes on the bus and stuff. Like even if you look at the NJ Transit bus, they still cut. I don't know if they changed it to like just be headphones. But in the past, NJ Transit buses had like a simple like no boom boxes playing music because people would walk around with their boom box with their double D batteries in the and like play their loud music, and it was a thing because it was a thing. Now it's just like gone.
Shit, fucking your headphones is fucking wireless at this point. Like
someone on and this is actually I was thinking about this. I kind of feel so conscious about this because this one white woman had a problem with my loud, like apparently my music was loud and bleeding out of my headphones. I was like, really? And so like I was annoyed, and so I turned it down. But then when I was about to get off the train, I turned it up. to annoy her. And then she like put down her phone and like put her hands over her ears and started like having a internal fit.
That's nigga music. Yeah, but like, but you're listening to Taylor Swift. Yeah.
That would be. That would be.
Snacks.
I never had Dunkaroos. I know everyone mentions that.
What? They used to sell at the corner store.
High C.
High C is definitely a 90s thing. High C. Oh my God. We used to drink the juice boxes.
You remember Fruitopia? That was like an early...
Fruitopia.
That was like an early 2000s drink. Like
I think so.
I'm about to look over.
Lunchables.
Now you look at that, I'm like, why? Lunchables now I understand why my parents didn't buy that. Fruitopia was introduced in 1994. It was like...
Okay. I remember.
And then like Sprite Remix.
I don't remember.
You don't remember Sprite Remix?
I don't think as a kid I wasn't drinking soda like that.
So we had like a special program like for Gifted and Talented. It was introduced in 2003. So it was a little later than our scope. But like, it was like... So my mom would give me like a dollar. This is the thing. People get a lot with a dollar. So
you
every
really
week,
could. Back then, you was able to get a lot.
I was able to get a honey bun, a bag of chips, and a drink for a dollar. Nowadays, chips cost... I don't even know how much a bag of chips
it's
cost.
It's like 50 cents to like
they used to be cost 25 cents. A bag of chips, 25 cents. A honey bun, 50 cents. And then like a small drink, 25 cents.
Or you could even get like a cake for like a quarter...
Right.
But, like, I think when I was in Gifted and Talented, like, my mom used to make a lunch. So it's just
that's
like,
smart.
So I wasn't really spending. But in high school, then I was, like, getting money to go, you know, go get some food. But
I used to like doing that on Saturdays because they were, like, different classes.
Yeah. And the people was cool.
It was fun.
Oh, like, my God. That's how I found out what Neopets was.
I remember. And so I had a computer class. And then, like, we would do... I don't even remember what we would do, but then we'd have free time. You remember Bonus.com?
Bonus?
Bonus.com.
It's familiar.
Oh, my God. Like, this is the thing. Also, with the elimination of good cartoons, like, cartoons don't have to make games anymore online.
What? Let me tell you. Cartoon Network? Teen Titans fighting game?
Shit. They had a Powerpuff game, too. Cartoon Network, Nickelodeon...
Oh
Fox.
My God.
I don't know about ABC. But
your favorite cartoon, any cartoon,
they
had a game.
Online, because like people, like if you didn't have a video game system, that's what you would use, and it'd be amazing.
Oh my God, we would be on there for hours just playing those games, because it was so good.
So because also we didn't have like internet like that, it was dial-up, so it wasn't fast.
No, we definitely had the internet.
Yeah, it was like that. There was like, we had a computer. We had a computer, but it just wasn't our... We just didn't use it as much.
Right.
For internet. I don't remember what we were talking about. We had a small interruption.
Yeah, but... we were saying something about food, wasn't we?
Well, continuing on food. Like, I think we're talking about snacks.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Trick cereal when it was fruits. Like,
yes.
That's really controversial because who the hell told them to change it?
I think it was probably easier for them to make it circles. It used to be
and
have,
it
like,
was
shapes.
Like a whole different flavor. Like, it was so like sweet and like the
all
milk
those
was
cereal.
Pink.
But like Trix, I remember my mom, of course, they never bought that for us. Trix for kids, silly rabbit.
Not for this kid, apparently.
They don't even do commercials like that anymore.
They don't do, like, they just do something simple.
We were talking about games, like, games online, is what I remember.
Oh, yeah, we were.
But, like, it kind of feeds in, like, there weren't, like, cartoons had, games online, and our cereals had commercials.
Yeah.
Like, Trix,
like
Cinnamon
Charms.
Toast Crunch.
French Toast Crunch.
French.
Too.
Oh, whatever.
But they just brought that back. Because I guess the whole 90s nostalgia blow up.
And
they brought it back.
Well, because 90s people and baby boomers hate this. Because we benefit from stuff that they never got to get.
I mean,
millennials will buy that stuff. Like, they need to calm down. Millennials will buy that stuff. Like, we want to remember a simple time. And it's kind of...
These old people just want to be all damn controversial and shit like that and complain. Like, man, could we just live?
Right. Like, we... It's not like we're not working or doing stuff. We are doing stuff.
We don't, like... We have, like... We work, but, like, the little time that we find, like, we just try to enjoy it.
Right. Because life is so short. Mm-hmm. And
can we talk about toys, though?
Okay, what about toys?
Toys.
I think it was simpler. It was a lot simpler.
It was a lot more simple. Like, I mean, a hula hoop was like a toy.
That was a toy. A trunk.
A yo-yo. Oh, my God.
Those tricks that people used to do. I never learned the Mickey. Like, there was a...
There was a shit that had that made like a triangle. I don't feel like
saying his name.
Who?
Like, he was a kid. Like, what if he's like a mad person now? But there was a kid, like, from elementary school. He used to know he was the Mickey Mouse, the walking dog.
Yeah.
All of that. And that was cool.
Like, I was legit bought a yo-yo just to, like, learn tricks off of YouTube or something.
The Mickey Mouse was so impressive because it's like you do it and then you, like, wrap it around your fingers and you, like, hold it and it looked like Mickey Mouse.
Uh-huh. And then the thing is, when you finish with all those tricks, they'll just roll it back up.
Right. Like, how do you have that much control that it just, like, pops back up?
Oh, my God. I used to love yo-yos. Remember the thing that was, like, squeezy, but it had, like, a liquid in it, but it was, like, a... Like a...
The ball? That was, like, later. They banned those because they started choking people. Remember? The yo-yo balls?
The yo-yo balls? The little squeezy things? And it had, like, a weird liquid inside. And, like, when you, like, pull on it, like, you saw it. I don't even know what to call it. But it was, like, late 90s, like, early 2000s.
It's not the yo-yo ball?
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure it's a yo-yo ball. Or was it, like, long?
Cause it was just a stretchy-ass material. And I remember that SNA used to sell this shit. I'm like, bro.
SNA used to sell everything. Yes. Knock off.
It was like...
Like this?
This right here. Yeah. Like that.
The yo-yo ball.
I didn't know the name of it. I just called it like a
squishy thing. They stopped... This is kind of... People stopped selling them, and then some of them had lights in them.
Yeah.
People stopped selling them because people, like, kids were getting choked. Because, like, they would, like, wrap it around their throat, and it was like, ah. Nice. Yeah, so. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. We had Beanie Babies.
So I was going to mention that. One time I was going to Canada, and I'm kind of upset. So I walked out early, and someone bought my sister a Beanie Baby and her daughter, and I didn't get one. And so I was like, argh. But, like, apparently, if you hold on to them, like, because the thing was, like, if you hold on to them, they'll make money eventually. Mm. And now it's kind of been 20 years. They're going to soon start making money.
All right, let's see.
We'll see. Like, we'll people see. Are like, oh, do you have the frog Beanie Baby from 1995?
But it 1990? Was so many, and, like... I used to hate that when people had, like, the Beanie Babies, they'll put it in the back of their car. And, like, it'd be, like, a whole collection back there.
A menagerie.
So, oh, my God.
How do you even see out the car?
Oh, exactly. This was before, so like... It is so tacky. I hate it.
I don't know. They like that. Like, also, I don't know. People still do this, but, like, they had, like, the metal thing that they put over to, like, keep the heat out.
Yeah.
And the wheel lock. I saw someone with it, like, I think that's smart, the wheel lock.
Yeah.
Still. That's smart. Because people, like, if you can't unlock the wheel, what are you doing?
Then you have Furbies, which was a scary kind of toy.
Yeah. I never got one.
Uh-huh.
I got, like, the knockoff.
I think I had, like, one.
The knockoff from, like, McDonald's or something. That's how I got most of my, like, cheap toys, of the, like, expensive ones. Poochie, remember that?
Yeah, I do.
That was, like, a thing.
Yeah. Tamagotchi.
That was that we. My mom bought us that. I remember we went to the dentist, and she. Oh my gosh! Did she let us stand there for a minute?
Oh. I never had a Tamagotchi. I always wanted one.
I think they always died for us because they would poop and eat and all this stuff. You had to take care of it. Someone's gonna, like, release an app where you have, like, the Tamagotchi on your phone. It's gonna annoy you, like, I'm about to die.
Oh, what are
you
doing? Tamagotchi for as an app. That would probably be a thing.
I think that could work.
That could be a thing. Betty Spaghetti. That's like a, I guess, a girl toy. Quote unquote girl toy. Where her hair was like plastic. Mm-hmm. Like her joints was just like, she was like.
I remember that.
She was real cute. And then we have Lisa Frank, which is not exactly a toy, but like she's, it's just iconic because of the colors and just everything about it. And my last thing, Easy Bake.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Easy Bake Oven. I never had it.
I had like maybe two or three of them, and it's just like your cake would be trash, but you know, you put it in just the idea. It. Yeah, it's the idea of it.
Now looking back at it, I understand. My father used to always say, "This is foolishness. This is foolishness," and just because, of course, he's like,
he's like an old Jamaican man,
right? It was an old man, but it's like, what is the purpose of this? This makes no sense.
Yeah.
I mean, but now looking at it, I'm like.
But the Easy Bake was so weird because, like, you needed a light bulb for it to cook.
But like, a specific type of light bulb, right?
No, I think
it was just I hated those one. Christmas presents, though, that you had to get more stuff.
Yeah, like, damn, we couldn't just, like, put everything in there. Like, my mom got the food, the Easy Bake, but nope. She had to go get a light bulb.
And like, then there was, like, no batteries or some shit like that.
Yeah, no, wait, the Easy Bake, you plug it in.
No, but like, you needed the, like, other gifts, like.
Oh, yeah.
Like, no batteries
included. So you have to be ready with, like, batteries and shit. Oh, my God.
But I guess that is our kind of...
Kind of a roundup.
About, like, our vomiting about 90s. Like, yeah. We're millennials, and we're turning 26 this year.
I just want to, like, what kids today are going to, like, reminisce? What is going to be their nostalgia?
Lil Pump.
Oh, God.
Lil Pump,
Uzi Vert, Lil Uzi Vert. It's going to be Vine.
Lil Pervert, whatever.
Although I miss Vine.
I never really used it. So.
Vine was the most hilarious thing ever.
It was fun. Like, I would watch the Vines, but I never used it.
Oh, no, I never used it. But, like, I would just sit there and, like, just watch like, people.
Like, they obviously they will remember something, but it's just different.
Yeah.
Because, like.
It's like, what shows are you going to be watching? Like. What things that you do outside of social media that's like, okay.
That's the thing.
Where you connected with another person. Or
so I was like, I told this to a friend. In order for my kids to get something over on me, because like, I feel like millennials are, we were the first generation to grow up and then internet become like a thing. Whereas this generation, like Generation Z grows up with the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Like none of the struggles, none of the dial-up. Like we remember dial-up. They do not. Mm-hmm. They know...
They know BIOS about yeah. They know about fast internet and Wi-Fi.
Like, so if your internet ain't working and you don't have Wi-Fi,
they're like dying without internet. I'm like, bro, we've done this before.
We did. We survived with like dial-up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and then the minute someone calls, it's messed up. Right. But like, so I was saying,
even those fucking maybe that's the 2000s thing. Them nights and weekend minutes.
Oh, 200. Yeah, I got 200 minutes on my phone. That's late. That's yeah. And then like 9 p.m.
I want to see if I can still get it on my phone because, like, I don't talk to nobody.
I don't think so. Mm. Me neither. I don't talk to nobody either. But, like, I need my unlimited data.
Yeah. I'll take the data, but you could just take the minutes. Ain't nobody talking to me.
Right. But, like, what was I saying?
I think that's kind of wraps it up. Garfield. You remember Garfield? I
remember Garfield. Remember, what's his name? With the little kid with the tricycle.
Oh, I was trying to mention that, but I couldn't remember the name either. Well, that wasn't Dennis the Menace, was it?
No, Dennis the Menace was another one. There was another
he was blonde.
Yeah, there was this little kid that had imagination.
That was him. That was the one with the bike.
I'm going to look this up. Little boy. Oh my gosh.
I think my sock is over there.
What? Yes. Little boy on tricycle cartoon. Bobby's World.
Yes. Oh my God.
I remember that show. I can't believe I typed that in and someone.
Someone asked before.
Like, little boy on tricycle.
Somebody asked before.
That was a show.
Nice. Like, just also, so like, fun.
Like, and even, like, Magic School Bus.
Yes. Oh my, the like, way you learn.
Like, they don't have these shows. Like, because everything's on Netflix or something. Oh, my God. Something.
We can even go to, like, even, like, Cyber Chase or Arthur.
Yes. Like, PBS, I don't know if they that used to, when you didn't have cable.
Mm-hmm. I mean, even when we were stealing cable, I was still on that shit. Like, because I can't watch my author.
Like, my mom would make us watch this. Like, sit down. Do your homework and then go watch this. And then, like, you're learning math and stuff. And it's, like, kind of cool.
I used to like to watch Arthur when, like, it was winter. So I would watch Arthur in the dark. What? So I was just, I thought it was just me being weird. But it's just like, oh my God. There's a phone in here?
I guess so. And.
Oh.
Why are they calling late at night?
Right.
We're recording late at night, so just
ignore. Well, who's calling?
I don't know. Don't answer it. So we're in the office.
Yeah.
So of course.
We only have so much. We only have access to so much technology. Okay.
They're like all this. This is how we're gonna record it. This is what y'all get.
I guess we're just gonna let this fly.
And I guess it's done. Mm-hmm. But like all these shows.
Like shows, experiences, toys. Kids ain't playing with toys no more, so it's tablets.
That's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it sucks. Tablets.
That's how Toys R Us is going out of business. Toys R Us is like kids wonderland.
I never went, like we would walk through and I couldn't afford anything.
True. It was really expensive, wasn't it?
They were. They would release their Christmas book and it was a thing.
Oh my God, a Christmas book was lit.
It was a thing. I would like look at stuff and be like, I want this. And my parents are like, all right, don't get it.
So you think, the thought. But,
Well, I hope you all have been able to follow our rant of...
I tried to, you know.
No, but like, you kept it on. It's just me that I drank so much. so I think, yeah, we missed the 90s.
Uh-huh.
I feel bad for kids now. And I think it's weird because you would hear like baby boomers and Gen X people.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I feel bad for kids now. Oh, but at least we had toys and like.
And it wasn't just Toys R Us. Remember KB Toys?
KB Toys.
They were like
the cheaper ones. They were better.
Yeah, they were.
Because it was smaller and they like hatched.
Mm-hmm.
They hatched it.
I don't know what they have now.
No, they closed out. They could
show us.
They closed out.
No, I remember them closing. Like, my mom was, like, in the store trying to grab what she could. I remember.
No, I remember there was a KB Toys in Livingston Mall.
Oh, they was.
And they had, like, the fancy dolls. Like, the fancy Barbie dolls.
Uh-huh. Oh, my God.
And I was, like, looking at the price of, like, $100. So, as a kid, like, $100 was like, what? So
all my Barbies were black.
My sister's black. Too. My brother
and I had the Brandy doll, too.
My father, my sister was upset at my brother and I because we used to make her dolls fight.
Oh, my God. Because
we're
like,
boys. Like, they fight and have powers and stuff.
Oh, my God. Like,
and we wouldn't let her play.
Oh, my God. We had, like, a whole thing at home because it's, like, it's my younger sister, it's my brother, and my nieces. So, that's a whole bunch of us. So, we used to play dolly school. With our dolls. And it's like, we'll pretend we're like in a classroom and someone would be the teacher.
Oh my God.
Like, my brother would have his action figures and like, he's like hitting all the other dolls. And and then one doll was like a jealous type, like, oh hater. My gosh. Like, it was so complex.
We gotta cut soon, but like, my parents used to buy us like all the animal toys.
Why?
Well, because like, I thought of like animal and dinosaur toys. We had a bunch of, we had a lot of toys. Like, animal dinosaur, racing cars. And, like, so we would go on our porch and play in the summer. And it was so fun. Like, looking back at that was, like, invaluable.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
kids not playing with anything.
Because my mom would, like, literally say TV's off at, like, 12 in the summer. And then it comes back on at 3.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Like, I'm not trying to have my kid in a tablet too early, neither.
But they be knowing.
They be knowing, and the thing is, a lot of, and that's what they be advertising to kids too. They be like, oh, you know, watch this show, but go on to the Nickelodeon app to play this game. So it's like, well, damn, now I have to go get a damn tablet.
Right.
And that's not, you know, what I want to do.
You got to sign on, Neil, like nothing. Mm-hmm. It was a labor, so we kind of appreciated it.
Yeah. But I think we should just wrap this up.
Do you have any recommendations?
I guess. If you just want to have fun and, like, I mean, I feel like sometimes BuzzFeed can be a little problematic or a little, they have their own little errors. Huh? Yeah, it has its own little errors, but, you know, type in 90s and, like, see what pops up. It's, like, it's fun to do. Get articles, games, like, you know.
I miss bonus.com. That was, like, the best website. Mm-hmm.
I miss Nickelodeon, the Amanda Show. Remember the Amanda Show, please? Yeah. That had, like, that was so crazy because it had a real website.
Yeah. Man. For me, I would recommend, you know, 90s were lit. I'm sorry for Gen Z. Because y'all don't get to experience that.
Yeah.
Some of y'all older ones that are like 22 or something, like closer to our age,
you probably would know a little bit.
You probably
more.
Remember a little of them, a few of them.
Mm-hmm.
But like y'all 12 and 10 year olds and under,
they don't know nothing about
that. You know Wi Fi. Because like, think about 10 years ago, it was 2008.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like when Wi Fi and like smartphones started becoming a thing. Mm-hmm. Like there was no razors. There's a whole, like, right. All this stuff has changed.
We did not have no smartphone.
So for you Gen Z people, if you listen, like, respect your millennials. We paved the way for y'all. Let me stop. But I also want to recommend, I had like something. The new God of War game.
Oh yeah, you played it?
Like, games, video games take me a long time to play. But this is so good.
Ooh.
It's really good.
Because so, like, I've seen, I'm like, okay, cool, this is dope.
Because I was like,
I haven't thought, like, just... Because, like, I like to buy video games later on when it's cheaper.
Right. That's smart.
So, it's just like, that was like, don't go for it now.
That's actually smart. Because
it was like 50, 60.
It was, like, ridiculous. And it was, like, one of my, like, I think it might have been, you know, one of those moments where you just have, like, a spending splurge?
Yeah.
It was one of my things, like, oh, I'm going to just buy this now and just think about it later. And I was like, you shouldn't really buy this. And like, so I bought it. And it was really good. Mm-hmm. It got like a 10/10 on IGN.
That's pretty good. That is good.
Yeah, it's really good. I've only finished like a few missions because it's like really long. It's not like as fast paced, I think, as the other games. I never really played them, but I watched, like, this is a thing that happened in the last 10, 12 years. Like, people watching people play video games.
That's what I do now. I barely play. I'm like, oh, I don't want to watch this. Like, I don't want to play this. I'll just watch this.
Right. So see what happens, because like, some of the stories are good. I remember when Kingdom Hearts came out.
Mm-hmm.
That was like early 2000s.
Oh my god, that's a game I always wanted to play.
I bought like the companion, like the pack.
Uh-huh.
Like, so, but game of God of War, amazing game. You should get it if you're of age. Because back in the day, you used to really have to be of age to play these games. Nowadays, it's like parents buy it and then
I don't even care.
Like blood on the screen. Yeah. I'm like, playing Call of Duty at 12. I'm like, you should be playing like Mario Kart.
Right.
So that's my recommendation. And like, for us millennials, I know we're getting older and it feels weird. It's very weird.
Yeah. I'm going to Google yo-yos when I go home, guys.
I might need to do that. Yo-yos were fun.
I need to learn how to do one trick at least, because I used to play with a yo-yo all the time, but did not know how Beyblade? To do no tricks. Yeah, I remember.
My father, and this is kind of like before Beyblade, like, he knows how to make them.
Oh, yeah?
Like, they used to play it. They call it gig in Jamaica. So he had, like, a phase when I was like, oh, I don't even want a Beyblade. He was like, oh, I can make that for you.
Bro.
So he made it. And it was actually pretty cool. I don't know where they are. But, like, he would, because he, like, carpenter, mm-hmm. he shaved it down. They put, like, the nail in. And, like, you wind the cord up and you pull it. And it's, like, pretty cool. So, but like, 90s, like, people that are from the 90s, relive your childhood, embrace your childhood.
Collect your Pokemon cards, collect your Yu-Gi-Oh cards, all that shit.
Oh my gosh. This,
it's so much to the 90s. People don't understand.
It's a lot. We're going to have to come back. Like, this is going to continually come up about, like, things we remember from the 90s and the early 2000s. But it's our life.
Yeah.
So, thank you all for sticking through the phone calls and the background and everything and the interruptions. But you're
gonna cut it out or no?
Yeah, I'll cut it out.
Yeah.
But follow us on Facebook at Drinking with Blurreds. Follow us on Twitter at Drinking W Blurreds, and you can follow our blog at drinkingwithblurreds.com. Thank you again. tune in next week as we start our mental health series, which for the two episode series of mental health. We think it's really important, and we're excited to bring that to you. So thanks again. Look forward to having you back next time.